This is Akashvani. In the program Insights, now we bring you a discussion on 9 years of Startup India, fostering a robust and inclusive entrepreneurial ecosystem. The participants are Palak Kaur, Senior Assistant Vice President, Startup India, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani Correspondent.
National Startup Day is celebrated on 16 January every year. This year, Startup India completes 9 years. More than 1.59 lakh startups were recognized by the Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, DPIIT, on 15th January 2025. To discuss more on the subject, we are joined by Ms. Palak Kaur Bhatia, Senior Assistant Vice President, Startup India. Ms. Bhatia, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
Listeners, first of all, before we begin, let's listen in to the Commerce and Industry Minister, Piyush Goyal, when he addressed today on the occasion.
India does not fight shy either of competition or of taking the bull by the horns of being able to compete with the rest of the world on equal terms. And our entrepreneurs, our young startups are willing to accept any challenge that the world brings to the fore. Our young entrepreneurs are confident of adopting any new technologies that the world has to offer and maybe better it, maybe go one step ahead of it.
Ms. Bhatia, first of all, congratulations to you for the day.
Thank you so much. It is the achievement of the entire country, not just us. So happy to have had a role to play in building this ecosystem across the country.
Ms. Bhatia, India has firmly established itself as the third largest startup ecosystem in the world. It is actually an exciting news. Can you take us through the journey and how was this milestone achieved?
On 16th Jan 2016, the initiative Startup India was launched by the Honorable Prime Minister Narendra Modi ji. This marked the beginning of the journey of the startup ecosystem. While many startups existed before this time, this was the landmark of beginning a series of initiatives, programs, policies that led to the growth of the ecosystem across the years. Back then, we were a very, very small initiative trying to build from scratch up, trying to build up the ecosystem, even understanding if there is any ecosystem at all. When I talk about startups, the ecosystem I'm mentioning includes all of the entrepreneurs, universities, investors, mentors, good policy makers. All of these are absolutely essential for an entrepreneur's journey to become successful, because it is a very hard job to build a business, as you all may be able to understand. So right from day zero, we need to provide hand-holding to an entrepreneur, maybe in the form of an incubator. These are institutions that provide hand-holding to early-stage entrepreneurs, to a stage where they need seed funds, for example, that early-stage capital that allows them to do tinkering of their idea, do their proof of concept, to even reaching a place where private investors can put in their money into them for profit. So building this entire journey was the task of Startup India, was the task of DPIIT to build up this entire journey in a very, very successful way. And in the last 9 years, we have established so many programs targeting these early stage entrepreneurs, especially the segment of women, tier 2, tier 3 areas and the Northeast. These are very, very critical, special areas of interest to us, where we feel that entrepreneurship can really take wings and cover the entire length and breadth of the country. So, for example, today we have 118 unicorns in the country, which really marks how much we have grown from the time that we were established. As you mentioned, we have 1.5 plus lakh startups, which was very, very meager in 2016. So the journey has been a very successful and a growing one.
Ms. Kaur, you spoke about 118 unicorns in the country. For the benefit of our listeners, could you just briefly explain what exactly a unicorn is?
A unicorn is a business that has a valuation of $1 billion, which basically means that it is a very, very large company. It means that it is a company who is valued at a very large value, who has the potential to become very, very big even in future. While that is one way of looking at the ecosystem, and it is a popular way across the world, we have learned in the last few years, especially after COVID-19 outbreak, that it is the resilience of the entrepreneurs and their ability to actually build profitable businesses, not just a unicorn status, that allows the ecosystem to be successful. While it is a great achievement to have 118 unicorns, we as the government are very, very supportive of everyone, even if you are sitting on day zero thinking of a new idea to pursue in business. We are in fact more targeted towards handholding you than the big companies who have already moved out and are already making themselves big. We measure success of the ecosystem by how many people have come together to build this ecosystem as a successful one, be it any stakeholder, especially our entrepreneurs from, as I mentioned, tier 2, tier 3 areas, Northeast and women.
You spoke about the success of entrepreneurs and also the successful unicorns and startups in the country. Could you just elaborate for the benefit of our listeners the schemes and the incentives of the government which have propelled the growth of startups in the country?
Particularly if I talk about funding schemes available for startups, we have tried to capture the entire life cycle of a startup in terms of supporting them. For example, the scheme Startup India Seed Fund Scheme provides that very, very early stage capital in the form of grants, in the form of debt, to companies that are looking to just try out their ideas to see whether it works or not and get to that stage where they can raise money from the external world. The second scheme is Fund of Fund for Startups. That is actually a way for the government to mobilize the domestic investor ecosystem. We invest in AIFs, which are VC funds that go on to invest into startups themselves. So this is a way of propelling the private ecosystem into entering into startup investments as an asset class. The third scheme is Credit Guarantee Scheme, wherein we are trying to provide debt capital to startups, especially in the slightly later stage where working capital is extremely important and they don't want to dilute their equity when raising funds. These three schemes sort of make up the entire journey of a startup, wherein they can get support when needed from the government as much as possible. To also connect the startup ecosystem with the investor community, we have an Investor Connect platform, where both these parties can come together in a marketplace fashion and discover each other, discover investment opportunities and allow each other to grow. These are some of the funding initiatives. Apart from this, you may have also heard various other government bodies, including Atal Innovation Mission under Niti Aayog, Ministry of Agriculture, IDEX, Ministry of Space. Basically, we have been successful in propelling many, many government bodies across ministries, across state governments to create their own funding schemes so that startups get a holistic amount of support from the ecosystem.
Absolutely, Ms. Bhatia, as you spoke about different ministries, without the cohesion between different ministries, this kind of growth of startups in the country would have not been possible. So now moving on, could you explain our listeners what are the sectors which have seen the maximum increase in the number of startups? And also, could you share the success story of any startup in India?
I would like to highlight that the largest number of startups have come from sectors like IT services, healthcare and life sciences and education. These are our top three sectors in terms of the number of startups that have come out of these sectors in particular. But I would also like to highlight that in the last few years, we've also seen a few change maker sectors take wings, such as, say, a toy sector, which was something very, very small, continues to remain relatively small as compared to the sectors I mentioned before, but are gaining traction a lot as new trends emerge in the market, say a climate tech, say sustainability. These are sectors that are catching up now and becoming more and more popular in terms of the business idea that entrepreneurs are picking up. In terms of success stories, I would in fact ask all of you to look around each other and see how much technology has impacted all of our lives. Look at apps. It has completely changed how we look at local transportation in the country. And we are so easily now able to access cabs that allow us to take us from point A to point B, completely change the space of fintech and how we use digital money in the country. maybe 10 years ago, 20 years ago, it was unheard of. All of us were working with cash, but now we're looking at a complete digitization of currency and how user behavior has completely changed. These are just a few stories of how technology, how a good business idea can completely transform a sector, completely transform our lives and user behavior.
Adding on to this, Ms. Kaur, I would like to ask you, what kind of foreign investment is permitted in the startups? Are we planning to increase it?
So startups are actually a very, very popular channel of foreign investment into India. They capture a good portion of FDI coming into the country. We would ideally always like to increase it because we would like more and more investor interest in coming into Indian startups. However, there is also a major push from the government side to also increase the pool of domestic capital available in the country to reduce our dependence on the foreign investor capital as well. So it has to be a balance of both. As I mentioned, our scheme Fund of Funds has actually been very instrumental in creating more domestic funds, in creating more VC funds, as they call it, venture capitalist funds in the country. And this allows Indian entrepreneurs to have money much more accessibly available to them in a much more regular fashion.
Ms. Bhatia, also, I would like to understand from you what exactly Bhaskar is.
I would really urge the entire ecosystem, in fact, anybody who is remotely interested in entrepreneurship or getting associated with it to register in what we have called Bhaskar. It is the biggest platform that we have created to bring everybody together, bring this entire community that has been so successful in creating value for startups together. It is envisioned to be that platform that provides everything from start to finish that an entrepreneur requires to be successful in their journey. If they are at early stage, they will be able to find incubators there. If they're looking for funding, they will be able to find investors and schemes here. If they're looking for market, they will be able to find buyers. If they're looking for raw materials for manufacturing their product, they will be able to see suppliers here. That is the massive vision of this platform, that anything and everything related to entrepreneurship will be supplied here for ease of access to every entrepreneur in the country.
Ms. Kaur, very briefly, I would like to understand from you, what is Startup Mahakumbh and how was the idea of Startup Mahakumbh conceived?
Startup Mahakumbh, I would say, is the most massive gathering of the startup ecosystem in our entire country. If you go back to 2016 and the action plan that was unveiled by Honorable Prime Minister, one of the action points was actually to organize a massive domestic and international level event in India. And this was finally materialized in the form of Startup Mahakumbh in March 2024, where we saw a showcase of 1,200 startups from across the country come together and show to the world what they have done in their respective sectors. Many, many fruitful networking discussions among the entire ecosystem back in March. We are planning to repeat this event in a much more bigger way in April of this year. So we will see the ecosystem come together. In fact, even global participation to the tune of 40, 50 countries is expected this time. And you would be able to see an event of the scale that no event in the global world has ever seen. That is what Startup Mahakumbh represents. It's the biggest gathering of startup ecosystem players gathered together in India for networking, for showcase, for investment opportunities and much more.
I'm sure, Ms. Kaur, this Startup Mahakumbh has been a very encouraging kind of gathering for all the players who are planning to establish themselves or who have already been in the field for a long time. Thank you so much, Ms. Kaur, for sparing your valuable time and sharing insights on the startups, the entire ecosystem and various aspects of it. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on 9 years of Startup India, fostering a robust and inclusive entrepreneurial ecosystem. The participants were Palak Kaur, Senior Assistant Vice President, Startup India, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent.